Isaiah chapter 13. The vision concerning Babylon, which Isaiah the son of Amoz saw. Lift up a banner upon the high mountain, lift up the voice to them, shake the hand, that they may go into the gates of the nobles. I have commanded my holy ones, I have also called my mighty ones because of my anger, even those who rejoice in my highness. The noise of a multitude in the mountains, as of a great people, a tumultuous noise of the kingdoms of nations gathered together, the Lord Jehovah of hosts. Armies, multitudes. Musters the host. Army. For the battle. They come from a far country, from the ends of heaven, even the Lord Jehovah, and the weapons of his indignation, to destroy the whole land. Howl. Because the day of the Lord Jehovah is at hand, it will come as a destruction from the Almighty. Therefore all hands will be faint, and every man's heart will melt. And they will be afraid. Pangs and sorrows will take hold of them, they will be in pain as a woman in childbirth, they will be amazed at one another, their faces will be as flames. Indeed, the day of the Lord Jehovah comes, cruel both with wrath, anger, judgment, and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate. And he will destroy its sinners out of it. Because the stars of heaven and its constellations will not give their light, the sun will be darkened in his going forth, and the moon will not cause her light to shine. And I will punish the world because of their evil, and the wicked because of their sin, and I will cause the arrogance of the proud to cease, and will lay low the arrogance of the terrible. I will make a man more precious than fine gold, even a man than the golden wedge of Ophir, India. Therefore I will shake the heavens, and the earth will move out of her place, in the wrath of the Lord Jehovah of hosts. Armies, multitudes. And in the day of his fierce anger. And it will be as the chased deer, and as a sheep that no man takes up. Every man will turn to his own people, and flee everyone into his own land. Everyone who is found will be thrust through, and everyone who is joined to them will fall by the sword. Their children also will be dashed to pieces before their eyes, their houses will be spoiled, and their wives ravished. Indeed, I will stir up the Medes against them, who will not regard silver, and as for gold, they will not delight in it. Their bows also will dash the young men to pieces, and they will have no pity on the fruit of the womb, their eye will not spare children. And Babylon, the glory of kingdoms, the beauty of the Chaldees' excellency, will be as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. It will never be lived in, neither will it be lived in from generation to generation, neither will the Arabian pitch tent there. Neither will the shepherds make their fold there. But wild beasts of the desert will lie there, and their houses will be full of howling creatures, and owls will live there, and young goats will dance there. And the wild beasts of the islands will cry in their desolate houses, and dragons in their pleasant palaces. And her time is near to come, and her days will not be prolonged.